Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Kings, Week 1, The Intrinsic Revelation in 1st and 2nd Kings Concerning the Economy of God Unveiled and Conveyed Through Typology. Monday, Related Verses, Ephesians 3, verses 9 through 11, And to enlighten all that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, in order that now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church, according to the eternal purpose which he made in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ephesians 5 verse 32, This mystery is great, but I speak with regard to Christ and the church. Genesis 1, verses 26 through 27. And God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of heaven, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female, he created them. Revelations 21, verses 1 through 2. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and the sea is no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Related reading. If we have not seen the significance of God's economy, we will not be able to get into the real significance of the whole Bible. We may read it again and again without realizing its central thought. When the Lord opens our eyes to see God's economy, the economy of God immediately becomes a key for us to open the entire Bible. To open everything in the Bible, we need this constant key. We need to see the fulfillment in the New Testament of the typology in the Old Testament concerning God's economy. What is in the Old Testament is a typology, a set of types. Then what is in the New Testament is a complete fulfillment of that typology concerning God's economy. Thus, the entire Bible, both the Old Testament and the New Testament, is first a picture of God's economy and then a full definition and fulfillment of God's economy. On the one hand, if we want to know the Old Testament, we must come to the New Testament definition. On the other hand, if we want to know the New Testament, we have to spend the time to look at all these pictures. St. Augustine said that the New Testament is concealed in the Old Testament, and the Old Testament is unveiled in the New Testament. The pictures and the definitions form a strong basic principle for us to understand the Bible. The great teachers among the brethren said that the entire history of Israel was a type of the church. The teaching of the brethren strongly stressed that the captivity of Israel into Babylon typifies the church that was captured into Catholicism. The Lord Jesus referred to the Roman Catholic Church as Jezebel, and also as a great Babylon, a mystery. The brethren saw that Israel's captivity typifies the church's captivity, and that the return of Israel typifies the recovery of the church starting from Luther. Although the brethren saw this, they did not see that the history of the kings in the Old Testament is a typology of God's economy. They did not even use this term. They somewhat used another term to replace God's economy, that is, God's plan or God's purpose. The English word economy is anglicized from the Greek word oikonomia. When most think of an economy, they think of it in terms of dollars and cents. We do not mean this when we speak of God's economy. God's economy is God's plan, God's divine arrangement for the fulfillment of His good pleasure and His will to be His purpose. Israel's history is not only a type of the entire church, as the brethren teachers pointed out, but also a type of God's economy. The fulfillment of this economy is in the New Testament. The New Testament presents the complete fulfillment of the typology of the kings in the Old Testament. One is the picture and the other is the definition. The Bible is not a book of history. The Bible is the record of the divine revelation concerning God's eternal economy, of which Christ is the center and reality. Christ is the embodiment of the triune God, and the church is the organic body of Christ. These two items are the basic structure of the Bible. So, in understanding any book of the Bible, we should hold this point of view, especially in the life study of the books of Kings. Apparently, these two books are the history of the kings of Israel. Actually, they are books written in the inspiration of the Spirit of God in the way of being related to God's eternal economy.